deeper look in the book. This broadcast is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where the pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of studies out of the book of Leviticus. So get close to your radios and listen now as we take a deeper look in the book.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one
40 days, and he told them to tarry there in Jerusalem until they be filled with the Holy Ghost, right? And they had to stay how many more days? Christ was with them 40 days. They had to stay in Jerusalem, even though they was not citizens of Jerusalem. What did these men say? They was from what? Galilee. And so they had to stay another 50 days waiting on what? The Holy Spirit. And what happened on the day of Pentecost? How many folks got saved? Let's look over at Acts right quick. Didn't Peter preach on the day of Pentecost, or was that another day I'm thinking about? But I thought it was the day of Pentecost. That's what I thought it was. Let's go on. Remember, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came. And what happened when the Holy Ghost came? Remember what Jesus said, amen, speaking in tongues. Remember what Jesus said, Jesus says, all right, if you got a worker problem and you don't have enough people involved in your ministry, if the harvest is plenty and the labors are few, what do you do? Do you quit, pack up, and go home and say, whoo, this is too much work? Who is the Lord of the harvest? Who is the Lord of the harvest? Who came down on the day of Pentecost? The Holy Spirit is the Lord of the harvest. When the Holy Spirit comes, man, something big is going to happen. Yeah, yeah. When you got the Master, the Holy Ghost come down, something big happened. And the Bible says that those people that was in the upper room, wherever they was, they received the gift of the Holy Spirit, and everybody heard them speaking in their own tongue. Is that right? And then some of the folks, they couldn't believe what was happening. You know, folks always try to rationalize stuff. Yeah. They always try to put a natural label on something that's supernatural. They always try to, I mean, something can happen supernaturally, and they have Ted Koppel or some of the other commentators, and they try to figure it out. And that's what happened on the day of Pentecost. They tried to figure it out. They said, oh, we know what's going on. These men are drunk. They got to be drunk. What did Peter tell them? Peter told them, this is what, the third hour of the day? No, this is just 9 o'clock in the morning. It's too early for us to be drinking. Peter says, this is that which was spoken by Joel. Is that right? Look down here in verse 16, Acts chapter 2. See, verse 15, the Bible says, for these men are not drunk as you suppose, for it's only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken of through the prophet Joel, and it shall be in what? The last days. Where are we at, church? When the day of Pentecost came, we done moved into the last day. That I will pour forth of my spirit upon all mankind, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see vision. Your old men shall dream dreams. And he goes on and on and on. And then Peter tells them in verse 37, now, when they heard this, they was pierced to their heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brethren, what shall we do? Because Peter told them, y'all crucified Jesus Christ. They said, well, what should we do here then? And Peter said to them, repent. When you done messed up, when you done offended the Holy God, what do you need to do? It ain't hard to figure out, Peter said. You just need to turn around. You're going the wrong way. You need to turn around and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. What we got, you can have it too. And then notice what the Bible says. For the promise is for you and your children, for all who are far off. That's talking about us, because we were way off. As many as the Lord our God shall call to himself. And with many other words, he solemn testified and kept on exhorting them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Now, that's preaching, ladies and gentlemen. We don't hear that kind of preaching today. Peter said, get out of the boat. You're in the wrong boat. This world, if you're in the world, you're like in a boat and it's sinking. You just need to get out of it. See, much of the preaching today is trying to accommodate people to stay in the boat. We're trying to patch up the lit potholes in the boat, trying to fix the boat. Peter said, get out of the boat. Get yourself saved. Verse number 41. So then those who received his words, guess what? Was baptized, and there was added that day about 3, there it is. The Lord of the harvest then came down. When the Holy Spirit comes, something big going to happen. And so what we have a harvest. What? Jesus, 12 disciples, one saved, so 11 disciples. That's the lit first fruit, isn't it? But guess what happened on the day of Pentecost? That 11 turned out to be what? 3,000. Then when you go on over to chapter 4, 5,000, it just kept getting bigger and bigger until when we get to chapter 13, the whole world done got the gospel. Isn't that something? That's what God wants. Of course, the Lord of the harvest done came down. See, when the Holy Spirit runs the show, see, have you noticed in the Old Testament, stay with me now, in the Old Testament, we have God the Father running the show, don't we? Then, when we get to the gospel, we have his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, running the show, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But then, when we come to the book of Acts, we see the Holy Ghost from now, henceforth, and forevermore running the show. And so, today is the Lord of the harvest. We need to pray for the Lord of the harvest to send forth labels into his vineyard. We pray to the Father, and the Father will have the Holy Spirit to take care of his vineyard. Oh, where we at today? Where we at today? Now notice, these feasts took place sometime between March and June. Feast of Pentecost, depending on when the Passover was. If the Passover was in March, then the Feast of Pentecost was 50 days later. That may have been at the end of May. But if it was in April, March, April, if it was March, April, then it was somewhere in June. But notice, the next feast don't come about until about 3 months later. July, August, September. We got the next feast. So what's going on? Where are we at today? Stay with me. Where we at today? It's almost, yes, stay with me. It may not make no sense right now, but stay with me if you can. Because we got a big gap. God has been working with Israel. But it looked like God done made a shift, and now he's working with the church. Remember? Jesus' disciples, go back over to Acts chapter 1. Since we're in Acts. Ooh, I want you to see this. Look at here. Verse 6. What was they concerned about? We done celebrated. Okay, we know we got Pentecost coming, Lord. But what's coming after Pentecost? We're going to get to that. Look at what it says, verse 6. Acts 1, verse 6. And so when they had come together, they was asking him, saying, Lord, is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom to Israel? We're waiting on the kingdom, Lord. I mean, you done rose again. Now let's move the clock. Let's move this clock so that the kingdom, that prayer you taught us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Well, you're the king, so let's come on with it. What did Jesus say, though? Kind of gave us a clue. He said, it is not for you to know the times. Notice, he said times, because all of these are like different ages, okay? Times are epochs. In other words, seasons, which the Father has fixed by his own authority. Keep in mind, what did I say the other Sunday? Did you remember that sermon we was talking about the Jewish wedding? At the Jewish wedding, did the girl know when her wedding date was going to be? Did the boy know when the wedding date was going to be? Who knew when the wedding date was going to be? Only the Father. The Father is the one that knows when the wedding date was going to be. I mean, if that boy's house didn't pass inspection, he said, no, son, you're going to put another roof on that. You see? Only the Father. And the Father, the house could be already ready, and the daddy could say, come on, it's time for the wedding. The Father, notice, but you shall receive the power when the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. Notice, we got some work to do. You're talking about the kingdom, so you worry about where you're going to sit. You're ready to take a seat. See, you ready for it all to be over with and everything. I can't wait for the kingdom. God's got work on his mind. Right. See, the next feast is the feast. Oh, I don't have to write feast. Trumpet. Feast of trumpets. Oh, Lord. The feast of trumpets. This happened in the seventh month. The feast was celebrated. The first of these was the Feast of Trumpets. As a nation, Israel was instructed by signals by their priests. Now this typifies the regathering of the people. Okay? Where is Israel at today? Now we're moving up to the church age. Where is Israel at today? Here the world is. Okay. Here Israel is. Did you know Israel was the center of the world? That little bitty country, no bigger than Louisiana, is the center of the world. Now, God told you that in the Bible. He said they're the apple of my eye. They're the centerpiece. Isn't that something? But have you ever thought about it? Every country in the world is focused on Israel. Now, how did that happen? Why is folks so mad at Israel? God's chosen people. The devil, that's no accident. The devil is trying to get whoever he can to kill Israel. Okay? Now, that's Israel. But is all the Jews in Israel? Some up in the north. Some is in the south. Some over here in the west, where we at. Got a lot of Jews over here in America, in England, and some over here in the East. They're everywhere. But one day the trumpet gonna sound. And guess what? They're gonna move. Those in the West, they're gonna come on right there back over in Israel. They're gonna get back in the land. 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 And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? In May 1949, Israel, which at one time was not a nation, became a nation again. That generation that see that happen, the Lord will come. Isn't that something? They just celebrated 50 years of being back in the land. The people are migrating back in the land. Matter of fact, they're running out of space in the land. The Jews are going back to the land. Are you aware of that? For hundreds of, almost 1,000 years, the land of Palestine was up under Muslim control. It wasn't until Great Britain conquered Palestine. And then in 1949, they gave it. They carved it, some of Palestine out and gave that to Israel. Isn't that something? Read Matthew 24 sometime and you'll see about that. Oh my goodness. The trumpets is getting ready. Not just trumpets. The trumpets are getting ready to sound, ladies and gentlemen. But what do that mean for the church? Now, we say the trumpet means gathering. When you hear the trumpet, that means gathering. Oh, I can't hold it. Come on, y'all. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Somebody else get 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Who gonna get that for us? 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Sister Browning, did you say you had that one? All right. 1 Corinthians 15, beginning with verse number 52.
100 yours right there.
Now, did she mention anything about the trump?
Yeah.
What? The trumpet sound. Where now? Which trumpet is this?
The last one.
Oh, you got it. The last one. Now, don't make this hard. If you got a last trump, what do that tell you? No, come on. Don't make it hard. You must got a first trump. Oh, man, you smart. Amen. If you got a last one, then that must mean something came before the last one. Keep in mind, I say we're not talking about just a trump. We're talking about trumpets. Let's see, can we find out the first trump? We know that the last one is going to be changed. There's going to be some folks on earth, they're going to be changed. But what's going to happen before that? Let's see, can we find a first trump? Let's see who's going to go on the first load. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 13, I believe it's going to tell us that. You got that, Brother Booker?
Yes.
All right.
For we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve as do the rest who have no hope.
Who have no hope. Read on. All right, now if we really believe that Jesus died and that Jesus rose again.
Even so, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus.
Now notice, wait a minute. Oh my goodness, did y'all see that? What's getting ready to happen? We're going to have folks who was dead, who went to heaven. Guess what? They coming down out of the air. We got folks coming down. Okay. They're coming down here to this earth. Okay. Read on, Brother Booker. How far are they going to come?
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God.
What? What? Did y'all see it? It's right in the Bible. Jesus is going to blow the trumpet. Oh, my goodness. You probably been waiting on Gabriel, haven't you? Jesus, the Bible says Jesus is coming down. Is that what your Bible says? The Bible says he's coming from where? Where he's coming from where? Come on, where is he coming from? He's coming from. So don't you believe nobody when they start talking about, I'm Jesus. I'm Jesus. Y'all need to follow me. I'm building me a church today. I'm Jesus. My Bible tells me Jesus is in heaven. And when you're going to see him, he's going to be coming out of heaven. So I don't care what his name is. I don't want to call no names, but I don't care what his name is, talking about he saw Jesus at the corner of his bed. No, he didn't see Jesus at the corner of the bed. Jesus is sitting on the right hand of his Father, and he ain't coming down until the Father says, now go get your bride. Not until we get ready to have the wedding. Read on, we got the trumpet, didn't we? Hold on right there. See, when Jesus blow the trumpet, what's going to happen?
The dead in Christ.
Okay, he's going to bring back some saints, but he's going to pick up some saints. Isn't that something? That's what's called the rapture. But what about us, Jesus? I mean, let's say if Jesus came back today, we'll have folks in the graveyard getting up. Yes, we will. I mean, we'll have folks missing in action there in the graveyard. Yes, we will. I mean, the graveyard will no longer be a quiet place. It'll be a noisy place. Can't you see Ted Kopp wondering, you know, interview? Did you see what happened? You know? And guess what? Everybody he's going to be interviewing are going to be lost. They don't know what's going to done happen. And the folks who do know what's going to happen are folks that didn't take God's word seriously. But they missed the load. The first load done went up. We got a second load that's going right on up, right after that. Right, Brother Booker? Everybody underline that word, caught up, because the Jehovah Witness says that there's no such thing as a rapture. In the Greek, that word caught up, that's what it means, rapture. Okay? That's what it means. So the Bible do teach rapture. Matter of fact, like I told you, I'm going to preach that sermon 7 months. I'm going to show 7 of them. Come on. Stop right there. We're going to be caught up together with them to meet the Lord where?
In the air.
See, Jesus ain't coming back and going to put his foot down on this earth. He's going to be right there in the clouds. So what we're going to first see him is the clouds. Now, if you see him on this earth, somebody said they saw Jesus down there at 7-Eleven. No, no, you saw the wrong Jesus. No, 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 no. Jesus is going to stop in the clouds. And we're going to catch the cloud, and the cloud is going to be like an express for us. All right? Now, Sister Browning got some details. She see it from another angle. What's going to happen? It's going to tell us, read yours again, Sister Browning. Something about the twinkle of the eye, something about the eye. Wow. Is that something? The dead's going to rise. I mean, it's going to happen just like this. So in other words, when the first load go up like that, you know, them folks getting out of the grave, man, you know, it's not going to be, you know, we're going to get a report and we're going to go down to the graveyard and see if mama done went up, daddy done went up, sister. Uh-uh. Right after they go up, when they get up there, boom, zap, bang, boom, you're going to be changed. Before you can bat your eye. You're going to be right up there with them. Isn't that something? You're going to see folks who was dead. You're going to meet them. Folks, them that was dead in that grave, their bodies going to be reunited. Isn't that something? And you just going to get a glorified body just like this. Isn't that something? All because the trumpet is done sound. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? All we're waiting on now. It's the trumpets to sound. Whenever the Father decides to blow the trumpet, Jesus, go blow the trumpet. That's the next thing. That's why we don't have no time to be preaching this prosperity theology. Trying to get people satisfied to stay on the earth. God trying to get us to come home. We waiting on the trumpet to sound. All right, that's good. We got to move on. That's good. Thank you, Brother Booker. Thank you, Sister Brown. Give them a hand. That was good information.
Bread of life.
All right, so we got it.
Sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the Bible study that you have just heard in its entirety, please contact the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or you can visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. Again, that is BibleWayIrving.org. And come out and visit us on a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock where you can hear Dr. Wilbur go in depth into his Bible studies. Again, that is at 7 o'clock at 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas. And always remember, bring a paper and a pen, because we are going to take a deeper look in the book.